All right, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day. It's time to hit the expressway. And it's brought to you by the on-time experts, and it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Man, it was great to see that up there on the TV screen. Mookie Betts hitting 375 with three home runs in four games after that spring mystery illness. I was a little concerned for him. It just seemed weird, you know, but he's rocking and rolling, and obviously nobody's rooting for the Dodgers over here, but it is cool to see that he's okay.
7-0 the Dodgers are right
now. Yikes. It's disgusting. Yeah. I do think Evaldi and DeGrom gives you a chance in a 7-game series against the Dodgers. Just got to get there to the World Series and take them down for the world. I think the world outside of maybe Japan would be cheering for you. But the Rangers did win again this afternoon 1-0, so the dream of World Series glory is very much alive. Join us in this summer of baseball glory, I think is what we're in for. Jack Leiter was great, 5 innings, did leave with a blister. So maybe he's going to have to skip a spot in the rotation. Usually when you get a blister, it is that kind of a situation, especially as a pitcher. You don't want to dork around with that kind of thing too much. I don't know what that means. Is Patrick Corbin ready? What do you do here if Leiter's got to miss a start? Plus, Kamar Rocker, not looking good. I would imagine they got to be thinking if he goes bad, you're going to need to be looking at his spot in rotation as well. But, hey, this team is 5-2, and Josh Smith had the game-winning ribby today.
Had a hell of a defensive play, too.
Wow. And he's coming up huge.
Yeah.
You love having Josh Smith on the team. So questions for you boys here on your baseball team. Has Leiter arrived? Are we locked in now? Is this a big league player?
He's arrived.
Or a guy just sniffing a little success before he's rejected?
He's here. Step aside.
I do think that the stuff is so good, and we knew that, but now we were wondering about sort of the mental aspect of it, and he's taking strides from that standpoint. So, I mean, you never know exactly how consistent he's going to be. Is it going to remain like this? Is he going to get even better? But I think he's shown now, yes, he's absolutely a big league pitcher. And, I mean, even worst case, bullpen. Like, this is a guy that's here to stay.
Yeah.
It's just like, what level can you actually reach from a consistency standpoint?
Yeah.
But when you talk about Jared's talking about he's got 4 out pitches. He's got 5 total pitches in his arsenal. As long as he can stay good between the ears.
Yeah.
I think you got a real piece.
He upped his miles per hour by 2.
Wow.
Yeah, this offseason. I mean, yeah, I think it's finally clicked for him.
The emotional and mental part of it, though, is key, though, Chief. I think that you brought that up. Everything's gone well so far. What happens if there's a bad inning? There's going to be a bad inning. How's the next one go? Do you get out of it? Do you limit the damage? And can you come back in your next start 5 days later and be good?
Yeah. Well, he's doing a really good job. And we talk about with the sliders and stuff, but he's getting people to swing and miss. Get 11 of those today. Wow. You know, so that's
six K's in 5 innings.
Yeah, there you go. So as long as Jack Leiter is able to kind of command his slider and then also get those swings and misses, and it keeps him out of trouble too. You know, when he's able to not have guys on base and he has to kind of worry about those things the last couple of times out, you know, he's done a really good job of kind of limiting those problems for him. So pitching with a lot more confidence that way.
Well, he's gotten defense behind him.
Yeah.
He didn't last year. There was a couple of innings where it would have looked a lot different if Leody makes a play, if the infield doesn't allow something to, you know, slip through the shortstop and second base. There was a couple of times he had some bad luck, defense didn't perform, but also no walks. And that was a massive issue for him, was the walks.
Next question, Mr. Broadus, are we just going to have an average offense out of this club?
Oh, you know me, I'm hitting the panic button already.
So now you're hitting it. You avoided the panic button question earlier.
I owe it to you to give you an answer. And yes, I'm panicking.
Usually when you hit the panic button, do you do it with the Super Bowl ring on and you do it with the Super Bowl finger?
I don't.
You have a panic finger and
have a panic finger, but I'm thinking of right now that I am panicking because I really did believe coming out of spring training that this team was going to hit, and they've faced some quality pitchers, but this is alarming. Yep. You know, the guys that are several of them being under, you know, an average of 200 right now that we thought, okay, they're gonna hit the ground running and here we go. But I the pitching, the bullpen, A+, hitting, F right now.
You know when you're kind of laying in bed in the morning and you're like, I don't know when I'm going to get up, but I know I got to get up. I'm going to get up at some point.
Borderline.
That's how I'm looking at the panic button right now. I know at some point I'm going to hit you.
Oh, okay.
I know it, you know, but not yet.
Not yet.
And I'm just too hoping. Soon. I'm just hoping I realize I actually got 2 more hours of sleep in me. You know.
Yeah.
I actually at some point, you know, we got to start hitting, and we're 7 games in after watching all of last year. I don't think it's panic. I think it's just follow through on what we know this team has been. And what do? You added Jake Berger, who is actually worse than Nathaniel Lowe, and you got Jock Peterson, who's hitting .150.
Well, I don't think that either of those guys are going to like. You look at their track records. They're going to figure it out. Simeon, I'm hitting the panic button on. The rest of these guys, they'll end up being fine. It'll be okay.
A lot of people are saying, hey, man, you got to get the torpedo bats for these guys. It's like, that doesn't help your batting average. That doesn't help you hit the ball. It helps you hit it harder, but that's not solving your inability to hit the ball questions right now.
Yeah. But I would definitely be checking the doors, the porch every 15 minutes looking for these torpedo bats if I was the guys.
No question. I want to see him. I really want to see most of the lineup have that thing.
Absolutely.
And at this point,
just because they look cool.
Yeah, they look cool. We want moonshot.